state capitol, and like, what does that mean, and who defines what is divisive, and how do we have a conversation about it? And I'm just really passionate about trying to build, you know, community support and community involvement, just to help teachers teach critical thinking and help them, you know, get the support they need. I'd like to maybe see some committees or some review groups that could talk about these issues, take community experiences into consideration, let people's voices and their truths be heard. You know, you said the Pledge of Allegiance before this started, so you know, just really liberty and justice for all, and everyone coming together to talk about these issues as a group with love and support for one another, because, you know, we're all scared, and we just want the best for our kids. So I just wanted to, maybe that's a positive way to set the tone, that there are just a bunch of people out here that really want to figure out what works best for the kids and what's best for the kids. And figure out how to make that, because this is a unique area, so we need unique solutions to our problems. So that's all I have, and I appreciate you letting me go on and speak, and I hope that there'll be more talk about diversity education for the teachers. And great, thank you. I hope you all know how much I appreciate you, and know how much folks I talk to really do appreciate educators and taking this conversation on. So I just wanted to share my support and hope that we can really get these kids ready for what the world offers, even here in Pocahontas County and abroad. You know, I just want to get these kids ready for what they're growing up.